This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. We have some exciting news in this Quick Tip episode, and that is because there are some new big updates to social media that we wanted to fill you in on because they're important if you're trying to grow your following, trying to grow your email list, or trying to grow your business using social media. The three new updates that we're going to be talking about today are Instagram releasing a new layout, a totally new design for how their platform looks. We're also going to be talking about Twitter releasing their version of Instagram stories, and we are going to be talking about Instagram guides, a totally new piece of content, a new feature on Instagram that you can use to grow your brand or your following. So let's start there on Instagram with the new Instagram layout. Now, for the past few months, Instagram has been testing out a few different layouts. Maybe you've noticed that your Instagram has recently changed its buttons and where they're all located. Maybe it's changed even a few times. And trust me, I'm with you. It's definitely frustrating every time they change the buttons. But they're doing this to improve certain features and highlight certain pieces of content on Instagram. The new layout that they have officially announced and decided upon as their final layout is moved around a little bit. And I know this is a podcast, so this is audio, but stick with me for a second, and I think this will make sense. In the past, the center button at the bottom of your screen has been where you post your content onto Instagram. We're pretty familiar with that. But now, that's not where you post content. Now, to post content on Instagram, your little posting button is actually at the top of the homepage. And instead, that button in the middle that used to be your posting button is now the Instagram Reels button. And when you tap on that, it will open up a feed that looks a lot like the TikTok For You page. It's basically just recommended Reels based off the people you follow, the content you engage with, the things you like, the things you post. Instagram is creating this page on their platform that is just for Reels, and it's Reels that are being recommended to you based off what Instagram thinks you like. Right next to that button is where you have in the past found your notifications. It used to be a little heart, and when you tapped on that, you could see who liked your posts, who commented, who engaged, and all of that good stuff. But now your notifications has moved. Your notifications is also at the top of the homepage next to the DM button, sandwiched in between the DM button and the posting button. The notifications button, where it used to be on the bottom of your screen, has been replaced with a shopping button. This is where Instagram has now put together all of the accounts you follow who have some sort of shopping component. So if you are an Instagram business account, you can set up different shopping links. You can have links going to your website and different products. I believe Shopify is one of the best ways to link your Instagram to your shop. But basically, just like the Reels page recommends Reels that you might like to see, the shopping page recommends products and brands and businesses and items that you might like to purchase. Right now, it is primarily physical products. Now, I'm sure that there can be digital products, but for the most part, what I'm seeing on my shopping page is physical products. There's also different shops that you can follow. There's editor's picks from Instagram, and you can buy most of these things right there on IG. So there is an actual checkout now, a checkout feature on Instagram. There is a wish list, there's orders and payments. You can basically use Instagram as a new form of online shopping, a new shopping cart. Yes, it's dangerous, and my purpose of this Quick Tip Tuesday is not to talk about my views on this shopping button, but I just want to let you know that it now exists. And the reason it's important for you to know this is that if you're a business owner with a physical product, you need to make sure that you are linked up with an Instagram shop. You need to make sure that your audience can purchase from you from your Instagram shop, that they can purchase from you right there on Instagram. You need to make sure that your brand or product is visible on IG. Instagram, with this new layout, is telling us two things. They want people to shop on their platform, and they want people to use Reels. So what does that mean for you if you're trying to build your tribe, grow your following, and increase your sales? You need to be using Reels, and you need to make sure that your Instagram shop is set up correctly. The second new update to social media, also on Instagram, is the introduction of Instagram guides. Instagram guides are basically collections of posts or different shops put on your Instagram profile. So you can't actually share it to your feed. This kind of content, it's not going to be visible, it's not going to get likes, but it can kind of be thought of as kind of like a highlight, where the highlights on your Instagram profile are a collection of different Instagram stories that you have put together in one grouping or bundle. An Instagram guide is a collection of either different places, different products, or different posts that you think are related. So you can recommend that people basically view all of these products together. It's a guide to products. Or you can recommend, if you have multiple posts relating to one topic, you can put them in that guide together. That way people can, you know, for example, they can consume your workout tips guide, and it's all of your Instagram posts that relate to different workout tips. You can also create guides around different places. This might be beneficial if you have a physical location business or something like that. So what this is not necessarily a huge overhaul to Instagram, but it is another new feature, and it is another thing that you can do to make sure that you are on top of your Instagram game, that your followers are able to engage with all different kinds of content, and that you're able to serve your audience. The final new update to social media that has happened within the last week or so is Twitter released their version of Stories, which they are calling Fleets. Twitter Fleets, just like Instagram Stories, just like most other platform stories, are at the top of the homepage, and there's little tiny bubbles that update chronologically and based off of who you engage with. They last for 24 hours, just like Instagram Stories. And it's, let's be honest, it's Instagram Stories. It's Snapchat Stories. It's all the same thing. Snapchat, a few years ago, went viral because they introduced Stories. Snapchat took off and was doing really well for a short period of time because of Stories. Then Instagram was like, well, we can't buy Snapchat. They're not selling to us. So we'll create our own version of Instagram Stories. From there, Facebook created Stories, YouTube created Stories, LinkedIn has Stories. Pretty much every social media platform has Stories. Heck, I mean, I'm not on it, so don't shoot the messenger here. I'm not on it, but even Match.com has Stories now. Yeah, Match.com has Stories. Pretty much every social media platform now has Stories. Twitter now has Stories. So while they've been met with extreme backlash and everyone hates them, guess what? When Instagram released Stories, everyone hated them. When Instagram released video, everyone hated it. Anytime any social media makes a big change, adds a new piece of content, it gets big pushback at first because it's change, it's different, it's new. We don't like it that much. Over time, we'll get used to it. And I'll tell you this, whoever gets there first, whoever learns to capitalize and use this new feature or this new platform first, will win in the long run. So what do I recommend for Twitter Stories? I think that you should be using them just like Instagram Stories, just like Facebook Stories, just like YouTube Stories. If you use Twitter, I would definitely recommend using Stories as part of your new content strategy. If Twitter isn't at all a part of your social media game, then you don't need to feel the pressure to add it now that they have added Stories, but I think it's important that you know that that now exists. It's a new way to engage with and connect with your followers. We will always do our best to keep you up to date on the newest strategies, trends, features, and different components of different social media platforms in episodes just like this. If you haven't already subscribed to the Build Your Tribe podcast, we highly recommend you do so. That way, when a new episode comes out like this, one that's very timely and is about new features on different social media platforms, you know, and it's automatically downloaded to your phone so that you can listen when you're driving to work or when you're getting ready in the morning. I really appreciate you if you've already subscribed. I really appreciate you just for listening today. And if you haven't subscribed already, again, I highly suggest that you do so. Thank you so much. And as always, happy networking.
I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, You probably know that Brock and I did a 5-day challenge. It was $27 and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub. And it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following, you've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers, or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like every question you could have, like how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get 2 top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to InstaClubHub.com. Again, it's InstaClubHub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried 3 other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.